This is Stateside. I'm April Baer. For more than 90 years, the city of Holland has been celebrating its Dutch heritage and the joys of spring with the annual Tulip Time Festival. It is an ocean of tulips, alongside activities like parades that draw hundreds and thousands of families every year. So what happens when a city like Holland's biggest annual event gets canceled? Gwen Auerda is the executive director of the Holland Tulip Time Festival. Gwen, welcome to Stateside.
Thank you. It's happy to, pleasure to be here.
So Tulip Time was scheduled to start this weekend before the COVID-19 quarantine restrictions hit. Could you tell us about what Holland normally looks like during the first weekend in May?
Oh, my word. There are so many in town. We've got a run that draws 4,000 people, an artisan market, tulips are blooming, Dutch dance performances, and everybody comes out of their house after a cold winter, and it's really the first start of spring. And it's just a delightful time. Get to see your neighbors and people you haven't seen in a long time.
One of those situations where the population of town exponentially grows.
Absolutely. Over a 9-day period, we estimate around 500,000 people really come out for the activities and festivities. Some of those are locals, but it's hard to count how many people are at a parade.
Right. How much planning does it take to put the festival together every year?
We work at least a year in advance, if not further. So we always are looking for innovative activities, new things to do, fun ways to twist an old tradition, if you will. And so we do spend a good 12 to 18 months planning for each year's festival, which is what's so devastating to have canceled this one 6 weeks before, is or 8 weeks somewhere in there, to just, you know, have known we put all this time and effort into it.
I mean, I don't even know what that looks like. What is the process of unwinding all the work and presumably contracts and arrangements that you make to put things together?
It is a lot of work. It's a lot of phone calls and emails and, you know, trying to get back security deposits. And then all the ticket holders. We have about 8,000 people who buy tickets for a variety of things. It could be a bleacher seat to watch a parade or one of our headlining acts. And so to unwind that and figure out where we stand, we have asked anybody who bought a ticket if they would consider turning their purchase into a donation, as this has been financially devastating to our organization. When you lose all of your income and you've already spent all the time and money planning something. So we've asked people if they would be willing to do that. Some have been really gracious and said absolutely. And so we're thankful for that.
Do you have a sense of what percentage of the presale tickets have been willing to just send that revenue right back to you?
It's a pretty small percent, honestly.
Yeah.
In part of it's we have a large motor coach contingent of folks that visit. And so the motor coach companies can't donate their tickets because they owe that money back to the people that were visiting on their coach. So it's mainly the individuals and the locals who cherish this festival and the traditions that we have. I mean, when your entire income for a year goes away so quickly, it's the fundraising is the only option we have right now to try to, you know, and fill out all the SBA loans and PPP loans from the CARES Act. I mean, that's all I'm spending my time on right now. And the other few staff we have left are trying to unwind things on their own right. But it's dicey. It's hard.
What will this mean for the businesses in downtown Holland?
We did in 2018 an economic impact study to see what the economic impact, which is new money brought into the community because of Tulip Time. And we are a catalyst for a lot of that economic engine and economic impact. And in 2018, it was a $48 million impact. So it's huge for our downtown businesses and hotels and stores. And while they all have now been closed for the last 4 to 6 weeks due to the COVID pandemic, it's really also a challenge for them to get back on their feet. Some of these stores downtown have told me they gained 20% of annual revenue over the 9 days of the festival. So that's just huge for them to have missed out on that and to have been closed on top of it for the last 6 weeks.
It's like Christmas season for retailers.
It is. And people say that it's very similar to Christmas from the percentages that go into their coffers.
Well, Gwen, what has this meant for your organization? Have you had to lay anybody off?
Yes, we have had to unfortunately do that. We've laid off more than two-thirds of our staff. We've also personally taken some cuts, if you will, in pay just to try to help maintain organization going forward. And we've got a lot of heart into what we do, and it's really difficult to try to unwind this and to not have the festival this year, but we are also hopeful and looking ahead into what we can do for 2021. Likely it'll be scaled back from what we have done in the past, but really an opportunity for us to rethink some things as well.
You know, I was wondering what that looks like for you. I mean, so many of the events around Tulip Time, like you say, parades, it's kind of hard to manage, you know, how many people might show up for something like that. Are there ways that Tulip Time can, you know, start to think and talk about, you know, some form of distance if there's no vaccine by this time next year?
That's a lot of what we're looking at is, you know, our largest venue for entertainment concerts seats 2,000 people. And it's in a church with pews. And I suppose we could try to seat every other person, if you will, and make sure there's distance between people. But we really don't know what the CDC guidelines are going to be by next spring. And we typically, starting in June, would begin to work on contracts for entertainers. We likely won't do that this year. We need to get through the summer and see what those guidelines will be and how we can manage that. The parade route is just packed people side by side, shoulder to shoulder through the entire route. And that's going to be a little harder to manage when you've got an outdoor public event like that, when you can't control where people stand, walk, or sit. So challenge. I don't know that we have the answers yet, but we surely are brainstorming how to make that work.
Hey, Gwen, I know you probably spend most of the festival dealing with making sure everything goes off on schedule and maybe not enjoying with everybody who's out in the streets, but I was wondering what you're going to miss this year.
I'm going to miss being on the streets and asking people where they're from. When you wear a Dutch costume, which I do many days of the week, or have on my Tulip Time staff gear, clothing, and so forth, people stop and ask questions. Where do I go? How do I get there? And I have to chat with them and say, where are you from? And what brought you to Holland? Besides, how'd you learn about Tulip Time? And when, what brought you here? And that is, I miss that. Yes, I am involved in all the details and making sure everything works, but just seeing people be happy and come from all over the nation and even the world to visit Holland and the tulips is really pretty fascinating and special to be able to talk to those folks.
Gwen, what exactly happens to all the tulips? I mean, are on-site sales at the festival a big thing for Holland's growers?
We don't sell tulips during the festival because the bulbs that the city purchases to be planted in all of the parks come from the Netherlands, and they don't get shipped until fall. So we don't actually sell anything during the festival. We have for the last few years, after the festival and before the tulips are really, after they're done blooming, but before they're ready to come out of the ground, done a tulip dig where people can come and dig up a bucket worth of tulips and take them home and plant them, because we do replant them on an annual basis. A couple of the growers in town do take orders for tulip bulbs to be shipped to people in the fall, but that's not something that the festival itself has managed.
So people, if they were driving in the area, not to encourage non-essential trips, but people would still be able to see the crops out in the tulip fields, right?
They can. However, most of our restaurants are doing takeout only. Our hotels, many of them have closed because there's no travel happening. The city restrooms are also closed. So it's a little challenging to come to town and not have the services that we're accustomed to providing for people this year.
Yeah. Have you been in touch with anyone in the Netherlands to find out how their situation is going?
Yes. In fact, I'm a member of the World Tulip Society, and that is a global society of people doing the same type of things we are, festivals and gardens around the world. And we had a call 2 weeks ago to see what everyone is doing. The Netherlands, and most people know of Keukenhof, which is outside of Amsterdam, where all the tulips are. They are a gated park, and they closed during this pandemic for the first time ever. And they are doing a lot of virtual tours because you can't get in and see them unless you're in the park. So they are doing virtual things, as well as a couple of other festivals that are in Canada and the US.
I wonder, do you have any advice for folks who are wanting to, you know, get a little taste of spring and maybe get their Tulip Jones fulfilled at this time of year?
That's a really hard one, because with our current stay home order, we're not really supposed to leave our homes to go do anything. You can get out and walk, but we're always concerned about social distancing and will people take that seriously if you are walking through our city parks. So it's going to be a challenge this year.
I guess that online tour is a pretty good option, right?
It is, definitely. Kukenhof's got some beautiful flowers, so that's a great Facebook page to follow if you are a tulip junkie like I am.
Well, Gwen, thank you so much.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate the time. And 2021, come back and come see the tulips. They're going to be beautiful.
Gwen Auerdoes, the executive director of the Holland Tulip Time Festival.